while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
I'm Mark Fry, and this is 830 on the Go for Tuesday, June 30th. Among our top stories, reaction to a pair of U.S. Supreme Court rulings. It's another hot day across the Twin Cities and in Minnesota. And a safety reminder headed into a busy 4th of July weekend. Our top story, 25 Minneapolis gang members are now facing federal charges following a joint law enforcement operation.
Several newly unsealed indictments target the Family Mob and G-Block gangs for allegedly flooding South Minneapolis neighborhoods with hundreds of thousands of lethal doses of fentanyl and other narcotics. U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen says while these arrests won't solve the state's fentanyl problem, they send a strong message to traffickers who still may be out there.
If you're trafficking in fentanyl, we are going to get you, we are going to find you, and we are going to take you down. And if you want to lose your freedom, that's a very, very simple recipe for losing your freedom.
The focus for local authorities has now shifted to asking for the public's help in tracking down remaining fugitives connected to these gangs. Outside the federal courthouse in Minneapolis, I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Local reaction today to the Supreme Court's ruling to uphold birthright citizenship. Hamline University professor David Schultz telling WCCO Radio's Jordana Green that the justices in this case looked at the language of the 14th Amendment to establish the ruling.
The promise of what that said, and say that, yes, the promise of that we extended to former freed slaves also applies to individuals who were born in the United States, even if their parents are not necessarily legal residents in the United States.
The court rejected President Trump's executive order declaring children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. A policy allowing trans athletes in Minnesota to compete on teams consistent with their gender identities is not changing following a ruling today by the U.S. Supreme Court. In their ruling, the court ruled that states can restrict transgender athletes' participation in school sports. Governor Tim Walz says Minnesota will continue to do what it thinks is right.
And I will say this as a coach and a teacher, anything that gets kids involved, I want them to be involved. This idea of folks who have never been to any youth event or any high school event are hell-bent on making sure that some kid doesn't participate in bowling or whatever it might be is ludicrous.
Republicans, including gubernatorial candidates Kendall Qualls and Lisa Damith, praised the court's ruling. The hottest and most humid day of the current heat wave is behind us, with the heat index making it feel like more than 100 degrees yesterday. WCCO TV chief meteorologist Chris Schaefer tells Vanita Sakar on the WCCO Morning News that it's still going to be a warm Tuesday.
Heat advisory this time, so not the extreme heat warning. Bottom line, it'll feel up to 100 versus into the 100s with the heat and humidity. Bit of a breeze again, 91 the afternoon high. Any rain we see likely isn't till overnight, heading toward early tomorrow morning.
And the forecast indicates high temps will continue to decrease every day into the weekend. The federal government's suing Minnesota for withholding SNAP data in ongoing federal standoff.
The U.S. Department of Justice filed the suit as Minnesota and three other states refused to share detailed applicant data for the SNAP food assistance program. The clash was triggered by a controversial 2025 White House directive. State officials argue the unprecedented demand risks exposing vulnerable immigrant families to immigration enforcement, but the USDA insists it has strict safeguards in place to prevent any data sharing. A federal judge now must decide whether to give the states a strict 7-day deadline to hand over the information or let them face the consequences of being in violation of federal law. Al Schock, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Minnesota's Office of Public Service visited a Twin Cities food shelf today to highlight how it's looking to connect more residents to public service opportunities. Office of Public Service Director Shireen Judeh.
In our state, over 1.8 million people volunteer annually. And we want to make sure that Minnesota stays the number one state for public service. This new office is a resource for people looking to engage more deeply, to explore new sectors, and contribute to our state.
Governor Walz declared June 2026 as Public Service Month in honor of Melissa and Mark Hortman. The Department of Natural Resources issuing a sober reminder ahead of the 4th of July weekend.
No matter what the weather is like, the week surrounding the 4th of July is amongst the busiest, We see you on the water all year round.
That's Lieutenant Eric Sullivan, supervisor of the Department of Natural Resources Marine Unit. This holiday weekend, the DNR and other public safety agencies will once again enforce Operation Dry Water to target intoxicated boaters.
Having a drink, heading out, may not seem like a big deal, but it is. That drink can change everything in an instant. That choice puts your life at risk, the lives of your passengers at risk, and everyone else out on the water at risk.
Sullivan says half of boating fatalities in Minnesota have alcohol involved. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find the On the Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.